Well, hello there, you wonderful folk of Audio Boo, Facebook, and also Twitter. And also a warm welcome to you wonderful listeners of Bradley Stoke Radio. Welcome along. This is Roddy Jenkins with you once again. And, well, you join me here in Bradley Stoke. Walking, as you probably hear, along a gravel path as I head into the Three Brooks Local Nature Reserve. And I'm just passing the Library and Leisure Centre here at Bradley Stoke. That's just behind me to my left. To my right, behind a green mesh railing, is looked like a sports field. And there's sort of stock of pictures out there, and general place where you can obviously kick a ball around and just exercise and all the rest of it. And I'm, in the meantime, going to continue walking on down here, down this path into the nature reserve itself. See, this is a nice thing, it's a nice green space, which I believe is owned by South Gloucestershire Council and managed also by the Bradley Stoke Town Council as well, I believe. So here we are, coming up now, and there's a fork in the path ahead of me. So let's see, which way shall we go? Blue skies ahead of me, willowy, whispery clouds, I think the highs of about sort of 16, 17 degrees Celsius today here in Bradley Stoke. And I'm continuing down, walking on the perimeter fence of the sports fields, playing fields. What do you call them? It's difficult. There's no sort of signage to say precisely what they are, but nevertheless, nobody about. Well, it's Sunday morning, I suppose. So they're probably sitting in bed or at church or whatever, or keeping fit in the leisure centre, or shopping across the way at Tesco. Every little helps. And no, I'm not getting paid for saying that, sadly. And well, here we are. We've coming down, got down a little bit of a dip in the path, and this is where the path actually becomes tarmac. So let's see where this takes us, shall we? Well, this tarmac path is now taking me down to a junction, and we're going to go back onto a gravel path, I see, and that takes me either left or right. I'm going to go right, I think. Ahead of me there's a cyclist with a yellow fluorescent top. Birds on. Over here. On the carved tree there. Looks like sort of witch's fingers. Really, very sort of authentic come Halloween time, which is not that far away, I believe. There we are now. Right, got the sign here. Let's see what this says. Okay. Runner passing me there, and let me say where you are here, but I believe we are just on the edge of Savage's Wood by the looks of things, so I'm going to ignore that and head down towards Webb's Wood. Okay, oh dear, a cat has gone missing. Oh dear, ginger. I can't really read that from here, sadly. I wonder if it's been found. Anyway, I'm going to continue down towards Webb's Wood and also towards the lake, which is where the main Three Brooks has come through, because it's Three Brooks that run into a large lake, and we will get down there very shortly indeed. Nice morning here in Bradley Stoke. And say, so it's trying to make an appearance, trying to break through the cloud. I loads of cyclists out and about, and morning exercise, and why not? Now I've stumbled across the, let's have a look here, this is the Community Orchard 2007, and this is the Freeport Community Orchard, okay. The orchard was planted in 2007 by members of the Freeport Conservation Group and the local community. There are apples, pears, red currant, black currant and gooseberry planted, and you can pick what you want. Wow. The seat was carved by chainsaw sculptor Andy O'Neill from a fallen sweet chestnut tree. This project was funded by grants from South Gloucestershire and Bradleystoke Town Councils. Okay, well, let's have a look at this seat. It really is a magnificent piece of work. It's carved with Community Orchard, Freeport Community Orchard on it, and the back of it. Looked like a sort of apple that's been sliced in half. You can see the core and the innards and the pits and all the rest of it of an apple. It looks so wonderful. You almost feel sort of, you don't want to sort of sit on it for fear of ruining it. But it's an absolutely fantastic piece of sculpture here. Andy O'Neill, whatever his name was it Andrew or Andy? So look, just bear with me a minute. Andy. Well, Andy, you've done a fantastic job. It has to be said. So anyway, that's the orchard, and I move on. You can probably hear in the background the humdrum of the M4 motorway, just to give you context of where Bradleystoke is. It is sort of sandwiched rather between the M4 and the M5 motorways, and well, the sun is actually making an appearance. That's good to say. Has to be said, so I'm going to go down here, and then I'm going to take a left fork from the main path and go down and down through some willow trees. This looks interesting, doesn't it? And the path is sort of slightly muddy, but I'm guessing in the winter it's probably very muddy. That's what I can tell from past experience. It's very muddy because I was here not that long ago and it was extremely muddy. And anyway, walking through here, and very pleasant. Nice little shady area from sunlight and what have you. And you can hear Juggernauts running along the M4 motorway in the background. That sounds a bit. Because I think that the motorway is literally sort of not that far away from my left. Oops, let's nearly get knocked over my tree. Got here. Here it is. One of the many brooks that run into the lake, which we will come on to very shortly indeed. And in fact, straight in front of me is the said M4 motorway. So, I'm going to stay on this side of the brook, walk along the path, and keep on going, basically. It's a great place to just escape, isn't it, really? Yeah, you'd be one sort of thing. Okay, don't mind the roar of motorway traffic in the background. It's okay. But nevertheless, it's still a good place just to escape from. And that's a good thing about Bradleystoke and Bristol. Whoops, told you it was muddy. Just encountering a bit of a muddy patch there on the ground. Trying not to get my feet too muddy. I've got my walking shoes on, admittedly, but even so, I didn't get them quite muddy. So, here we go. We're just doing, it's almost sort of like a sort of loop, and this will loop us back to the main path in a moment or two. Good. Walking through some lovely, lovely trees here. Not quite sure what they are. They're sort of like birch, or I don't know. But they're sort of pines kind of thing. They're the tall, thin, slender trunks. And they got a lovely canopy here of shade from strong sunlight. Sometimes the sun is trying to get through, and it's nice to see it. And, oh, hello, hello, hello. And like I said, there's been activity here since I was last here, because last time I was here, somebody actually made a bivouac shelter out of tree trunks and leaves and stuff like that. And they're very cosy indeed. Well, that's obviously been completely dismantled, with just the logs and trunks left behind. But I'm sure somebody else could come in and recreate such shelter. So anyway, I'm coming out now. Going through the main path. Scotty and the Westie dog. Another cold bench here. And that was done by your man Andy. Great, wonderfully carved. Runner. Jeez. No, that really is a shower suit. I thought they went out with the 80s. Oh well. And he's obviously getting his daily exercise. I'm going to keep walking down here because ahead of me we have the lake. And this is home to ducks, swans, moorhens, coots, and other various waterfowl. So we will go and see that shortly. On the other side of the main path here as I walk towards the lake, obviously to my left we will have the brook we just visited, as that will flow into the lake along with other, because as I say, the name Three Brooks apparently comes from the fact that three brooks, individual brooks, flow into said lake. And turning out nice again. Probably said that enough, haven't I? Well, here we are, now coming up to the lake here on Three Brooks. And a wonderful stone bridge to your left. And there's a blue metallic park bench. Let's sit down here. And we've got some ducks here. There's a couple of swans. They're youngsters and juvenile swans and adult swans there. You can have juveniles because they've got sort of that brown molten colouring on their fleece and their feathering. Those are ducks as well. Sadly expecting me to be feeding them, I think. And the swans are a bit disgusted that I'm not feeding them. So anyway, gang. Couple of mallards here. There's a loaf. No, he's not going to. She's not going to say loaf. She's obviously decided I haven't got food for you, so I don't want to know you. So there you have it. I'm going to leave you now with just some sounds of the lake here at Three Brooks Nature Reserve.